changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Yeah, I want to talk about stop losing your emotional heat. Take this in for a minute, all right? I want you to imagine that you have an emotional heat that would be like a flame, like a positivity, like just think of it as an emotional heat. And I don't want you to get caught up in, you know, heat like in anger and emotion, anything like that. I just want you to think of you have a flame, you have an energy. Look at this image here that Miroslav has created for us. It's really good. This radiating energy that is coming from you, right? Now, right now, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and there's a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of us are feeling isolated, and a lot of us are feeling challenged, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So naturally, that emotional heat is being drawn from us. I wanted to give you this as a metaphor, though, and I want you to consider this, that you really do have like this inner candle inside of you, or this inner radiating, this inner nuclear plant that is producing emotional heat. And when I say that, I don't mean like passion. I'm talking about resilience, the ability to withstand challenges, the ability to feel good, the ability to, have you ever noticed, and I've done this, excuse me just a moment. One of the things I didn't expect down here in Florida is when springtime comes to have allergies, just like I did in Kansas City. Anyway, this idea of this emotional heat, this idea to be resilient in the face of challenges, and we all have it, and it diminishes. And the example I was going to give you is that sometimes I'll go to throw something in the trash can and I'll miss. Well, it won't bug me that much if I miss, but so I'll pick it up, I'll go to throw it in, and it'll bounce off and I'll miss again. Well, if this happens, and by the third time, I'm going, darn, at least, all right? Because I have a certain amount of resiliency inside of me, and so do you, when we're dealing with particular situations. Now, we have what I call heat leaks. A heat leak is when you get trapped around someone who is drawing out and pulling out your emotional energy. I was talking to a guy the other day about the COVID vaccination. And there, to this guy, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. And he's already gotten his vaccination, which I find interesting. But to him, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, and the joke about it being a train, no. I mean, there's a wall. There's no light. To him, COVID is going to be here forever. COVID is just the worst thing ever. COVID is this, COVID is that. And I don't deny that we've still got a ways to go with this. And I'm not, as Marianne Williamson would say, pouring pink paint on the situation. I'm just saying that sitting around and thinking about how terrible it's going to be is not going to make it any better. And I do think this person was simply just awfulizing. All I know is that when I walked away from talking to him, I felt just totally depleted. I mean, my emotional heat was gone. You know, there's that second law of thermodynamics, that heat always moves from a warmer source to a cooler source. And until it reaches a state of what's called entropy. That means that it is neutral. It is neither losing nor gaining heat. And the same is true when we get around other people. You can watch these jump starts. And by the way, I consider this a plug-in, all right? This is a plug-in. Watching these jump starts is a plug-in to get some emotional heat every single day. And there are those of you, by the way, I think I know for a fact, next week, will be a year that we've been doing these live. And it's been so fun because there are some of you I see every single day. You show up to get plugged in. And I don't just mean the ones who are here live. I know the ones of you who watch on replay, and there are yesterday we had close to 1,000. It's so exciting. You do this to get plugged in. People, there are heat leaks. There are people who are draining your heat. When you talk to them, no matter what you say to them, then they are going to find a negative way of spinning it. There was a woman in Miami that I would say, "Ah, it's a beautiful, cool morning." "Yeah, but it's going to be hot tomorrow." "Oh, it's nice and sunny today." "Yeah, but it's going to rain tonight." Who cares about then? Who cares? She was really just trying to engage in a conversation, but man, just talking about the weather, heat leak, heat leak. Let me tell you some more heat leaks. News. News. News apps, get rid of them. Watching the news. Do your best to watch as little as possible. Watch as little news as possible. Those are heat leaks. Avoid people who are going to drain you. And then make sure that you've got your plugins. Make jumpstarting your day a plugin. Watch these jumpstarts to feel inspired, to feel encouraged, to feel hopeful, to gain a little bit of helpful knowledge. Don't just watch my stuff. Right before I got on with you, I was watching a video that Joe Vitale did. Joe Vitale is an amazing guy and a good friend. And I was so inspired to watch it. You see, I have my plugins. I listen to Bob Proctor on a daily basis. I have recordings of my own voice saying positive things to myself. These are my plugins. Because right now there's a pandemic going on, as we know, and I'm alone here with Teddy and nobody around me is wearing a mask. So I'd kind of like to just stay to myself, and that leaks my emotional heat too. So another thing that I do, and I think I've shared this with you, if I could move, I would, but I bought these Echo 8s. They're put out by Amazon. And it's like a little TV, and it shows images of my family and I at various things. Most of the time, it also gives you a little bit of news, so you can't quite avoid it. I haven't figured out how to turn that off yet. But the great thing is I can tell it to call my daughter, and she and I can literally work together all day long. I'll put it right here. I will be on my computer. She'll be on hers, and I'll say, "Hey, Leah," and she'll say, "Uh-huh." And it's just like working together. That charges you. That's a charging station for me. So we all have heat leaks. Identify who the people are in your life that are emotional heat leaks and avoid them. I told you the other day that I went down to the pool to work, and there were some kids playing music, which was cool. It was just a little, actually, I loved their music. It was a little loud. And speaking of which, I got a crazy music story to tell you. Anyway, so I went up on the pool deck, and there were these three women just vomiting toxicity, is the only way I can put it. Curse words, anger, abuse. And these were family members, you could tell. And one of them had her daughter on her cell phone and had her on speaker. And as I think about this, it just upsets me to even think about it. I realized my emotional heat was not leaking. It was draining, gone by being around these women. So I got up and I said, it's better to deal with the music, which is not going to drain my energy or my emotional heat nearly as much as being around these people. So identify the emotional vampires, the people that are draining your heat, and spend less time with them. And then figure out the people who fill up your emotional heat and spend more time with them. You can do it on with an Echo like I do. You can also do it with FaceTime. There's lots of ways you can do it without being in someone's presence. And one of the best ways is run positive stuff, run positive stuff, run positive stuff, run positive stuff. I'm really addicted to this Buddhist monk right now and his stuff on, I was going to look it up, but his stuff right now, and just always have something. Always be plugging yourself in because you're going to be drained. And when you're drained, you're a pain. Let me say that again. When you're drained, you're a pain. That's when you can be irritable. That's when you can be demanding. That's when you can lack empathy and compassion. You need to fill you up. You need to keep yourself emotionally filled up so that when you get around other people, they don't drain you and they don't hook you into the ain't it awful bandwagon. All right, everybody. So remember today, plug in. And if you want me to recommend some more people to you, Tim Ferriss, Jack Canfield, my agent, I didn't forget his name, Steve Hanselman, who is also Jack Canfield's agent, who is also Tim Ferriss's agent, Dan Millman's agent, who wrote The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Anyway, he and Ryan Holiday have written a couple of books on Stoicism, believe it or not, which are just absolutely impactful and powerful. So check those out. Have your plugins. So as we close out today, tell me what your plugins are and who's going to be the first person to share today's message and click share. That's how we get 1,000 people a day watching. It happens because of you. Click share and type share. Thanks so much. Let's do that. And let me go back. And oh, I see some questions. I love questions. I love questions, man. Questions make me think. Grateful for the Will Bowen Show. We talked about Outlander with Greg. Grateful for healthy. There's Willow. Good morning from Virginia. I had a radio program on global warming in the 1970s in Batavia, New York. Willow, that is so cool. I love these little glimpses into your personal life. That is so cool. Jerome Johnson, good morning. Jump starters. I'm just grateful, says Jerome. Jerome, good for you. Awfulizing. Yes, says Willow. My daughter loved interviewing you. Thank you. It was great being interviewed by your daughter. I'm going to interview your daughter here on the Jumpstart. She's sending me a copy of her book, and we're going to do the interview. I don't think I would have been ready for a Jumpstart last year. It was perfect timing for me in January. I'm so glad. It's interesting because I've literally been doing these going on 7 years now, only live for the last year. How do you deal with negative old friends? I distance myself. Paula, yeah, that's really kind of your choice. That's one. The other option is, and this is one of the things that I teach in my series about gripe, G-R-I-P-E, you begin to use verbal jujitsu with them. You ask them what's going well. You say, what are you enjoying? What are you happy about? I tell the story of the man who worked in my grandfather's hardware store named Willie, who would always say, what's the good word? So when you're around them, you don't engage in their awfulizing. And what you do is you try and put a spin on it. You do that for a number of reasons. Number one, it often works. If you're saying what's going well, what are you happy about? What are you grateful for? The person will often switch. The other thing you want to do is the other reason that this works is that it lets the person know that being around you is not a hospitable environment for complaining. Linda says, gave up news for your jumpstart. Awesome. This is the news you need right here. Love my charging stations. Yours is amazing. Awesome. By the way, you got other charging stations? Be sure and mention them. I put people who drain me in a healing circle. Good idea. Glad to hear that. I went too far. How about that? My cousin Bobby Williams says, thank you for jumpstarting my day. Bobby remembers Willie in our grandfather's store, I'm sure. Hooked on Classics tapes got me jumpstarted during real estate in my early 1980s when I started. Very cool. Yeah, I've always got something. Be a fountain, not a drain. Catherine, way to go. I like that one. Be a fountain, not a drain. That's a good one. Where'd you get that one? You are definitely a positive plug-in. You know what? You all don't realize how much you make me smile and how much you put me into a good day. Ah, Jennifer, she won. She's the first one. Jack Canfield's awesome, by the way, Ashley. Yes, absolutely. One of my plug-ins is writing in the 5-minute journal every morning and reflecting on what I'm grateful for. Glad to hear. Jerome always shares. Thank you so much. Shared your message full of greatness. Thank you, my friend. Greg, Paula Drake says, thanks, Will. My honor. You're my plug-in. Thank you. Click share if you would, please. Rebecca, Linda, thank you so much. Your happiness is contagious. Thanks. Thanks so much. I'm glad I get to share my happiness with you, and I'm so grateful that you reflect my happiness back to me. Let me take a look and see what we can... Oh, I'm excited about what we're going to talk about tomorrow. I always say this. There's a poem that we know. You've heard this. I'm going to read it to you real quick, but tomorrow you're going to hear the history about it and why it's even more powerful than you think. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Now that is a plug-in, and tomorrow you're going to find out what it's about. Thanks, everybody, and thanks for sharing. Make today a great day. Find somebody in need and find a reason to share some joy with them, and make sure that you continue to plug yourself in and keep yourself upbeat and happy. See you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.